Hi there, it's Susie here, and welcome back to a brand new milestone in your brand success formula journey. Now, you are well on your way to building a powerful personal brand and public identity. So congratulations on making it this far. Now, the next series of masterclasses are all about building your brand DNA. So please stay focused and motivated to continue this brand journey with me, as you have so much to look forward to in this module to level up your career and change your professional game forever. Now, in this video, we are going to unlock the value of your story to strengthen your brand. And we are going to uncover your values and beliefs and how they're relevant to growing a memorable and relatable and a standout personal brand. So, are you ready? Let's get cracking. Your story is your brand's greatest gift. The biggest gift you have for your personal brand is your own story and your own personal journey. Now, the one thing I want you to learn today in this video is that your story is the key to your wisdom and the power as being recognized as a leader in your field. Do not underestimate the hidden value of your personal story and how it has shaped who you are, the way you do business, and the way you communicate, and also the relationships you have formed along the way and how it will shape your thought leadership insights as a leader in your industry. Your story will help you unlock the power of your unique journey and your full worth in the world. Super powerful. So today we will be exploring your challenges and your triumphs in order to deliver insightful lessons so that you can confidently share them with the world. Your story and experiences and the advice that you give is what people are absolutely longing for. And the simple truth is, you must be able to acknowledge the experiences that you have shaped you and learn how to clearly articulate them to others, including writing a compelling pitch, recounting interesting stories, case studies, and anecdotes, as well as being able to build a powerful bio. And we'll be doing all of those things later in this module. All world-class brands have a story. Now, they stand for something, and it is what sets them apart from their competitors, and it's what's going to set you apart from your competitors too. And that's where your personal story comes into play. Unlocking the value of your story will help you to deeply connect and align to your values and beliefs. It will also help you to deliver powerful lessons and thought leadership insights, and what I like to call snapshots, into your crafting your leadership voice. And it will make you more authentic and real so that you get into the actual hearts and minds of your audience. And it will also make you marketable to journalists and industry experts who are looking for comments from industry leaders. And it will help you to find your voice as a teacher, mentor, and an authority in your niche market. And finally, you might even want to open up to speak opportunities to share your story and your insights, or if you want to think really big, even your first book. So today we're going to action my three-step process to unlocking your story, your values, and your wisdom. Now, I've developed this three-step process of self-discovery to help you unlock your story and its abundance of value for your personal brand. Step one is to recall at least five significant milestones in your life. More if you can, experiences that have happened in your life and career, and write a paragraph on what was happening to you at the time. Step two is to unlock the value of your story and those experiences to reveal your core values and beliefs. Now, most coaches will ask you just to select your values from a list, and I just find this, you know, just a waste of time. But instead of doing this by selecting, you know, your core values from a list, I would like you to discover and reveal your core values through unlocking your story and your own experiences. Because your values aren't something you should select from a generic list. You should discover them and reveal them to yourself and others. And this process is super powerful. So I really want you to take time to think through each milestone in your life and career. Please don't rush it. Enjoy this process of deep discovery, as it is empowering and completely eye-opening. When you can reveal your values in the context of your own journey, they will just have such a deeper meaning and relevance and a deeper connection to who you are. I mean, you will be able to connect to your purpose and your why you do what you do and why you think what you think. And you'll be able to see your values directly influence how they've influenced you and how you can use them to influence others. And step three is to unlock the key lessons you learn from these experiences that you now use in your business or career that is your gift to others. This three-step process of self-discovery is the first step to unlocking your unique thought leadership insights and ideas. And we'll be doing that later on in the module. But today your task is to action step one and step two to unlock the value of your story, to reveal your core values and your beliefs. Now, this is a unique process I've designed for you to do some deep discovery work around unlocking what is important to you and therefore what is important for your personal brand. Please use the worksheet provided in this masterclass to help you map out these significant milestones by answering the questions on each milestone moment. I want you to ask yourself, what was happening to you then? Take yourself back to that moment and actually relive it. Describe the experience, and I want you to write it down. Then explore what values you were honoring. Now, how did this experience shape you as a person? How do you reflect on that? Now, here's an example that I'm going to give you on my own life. So as a young athlete, I was, before I became a diver, a champion gymnast. I represented my country as a gymnast and I loved the sport. But as I matured, I grew too tall to be continue to be successful in that sport. So my mum suggested that I swap over to a different sport, and that was high diving. So I did. Now, at first, it was completely different. I was scared, actually, of doing it. It was so outside my comfort zone. And I had to start from the basics all over again, learning from new skills with a new coach, new equipment, new other people to train with. And I'd been at the height of my career, so it was quite a humbling experience. So I had so much to learn. And I was only 15 years old when I first started diving. And I had to compete with little kids that were like a third of my age. And I felt so awkward and embarrassed. Plus, I had to learn to overcome the fear of heights to start from, you know, jumping into the water from a 10-meter tower. But I stuck with it, and I soon found my elite technical skills, my experience, plus my focus and discipline that I learned as a gymnast was just a huge advantage. I had a vision then of being one of the best divers in the country, but what I had to learn to do was to let my ego go. And step by step, I applied myself and I applied my mind to be more successful in this sport. And eventually, again, I did end up representing my country again, but this time as a high diver. And I realized that my journey to the top had taught me so many things about myself and who I am. So what were the values I was honoring? Well, the first one was courage to try something new and to really just push myself through my fears and outside my comfort zone. The second thing was humility. I needed to really let go of my ego to accept this greater opportunity of growth and stop thinking that I needed to be the best. And the other thing was confidence to take on a new challenge, to really step outside my comfort zone. But I also needed that determination and drive to push me forward. And I needed the vision to be the best I could be again, to start from the beginning and climb my way to the top. Now, these are all values I honor today, both personally and professionally. They are courage, humility, confidence, determination, focus, and vision. And they are at the very core of my personal brand and what matters to me and what I stand for. And they are the core of my business. Now, each key milestone in my life and career will reveal different values and beliefs, and they will for you too. But what you'll find through this powerful exercise is that you will start to see a pattern emerge. Your most common values will begin to arise time and time again, and you'll start to get a much clearer snapshot of them and a greater understanding of how they've shaped you today and how they've shaped what you believe. These are your core values, the ones that make you who you are, the ones that will shape you as a person and a leader, and the ones that will shape your personal brand. In essence, they're the spirit of your personal brand, and revealing them will help you understand what you believe and what you're truly passionate about. So, are you ready? Let's dive into step one and step two of my three-step discovery process. So now it's your turn. I want you to do the same thing. Today's assignment is to complete part one of your Building Your Brand Story worksheet to unlock your brand values and your core beliefs. Inside you will find the framework that I've talked you through, where you will write your key milestones and reveal your values. Now, this is the first step to building your brand DNA that we're focusing on in module two, and you are right where you need to be right now. So remember, positive energy fuels empowerment and progress. So please stay positive, and you will unlock the key to high performance, growth, and personal renewal throughout this module. You have what it takes to be the leader you want to be. You are enough. And I'll see you in the next step of your personal brand success formula journey, where we will use your story to build your brand voice and your thought leadership snapshots.